What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
It's the Share Funny Podcast. Ready to roll today. What were you digging for over there?
A little half of a post-it note that Rob wrote a bunch of commercial copy on for me to read over. But we'll get to that in a few minutes. This Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration Emergency Services. ACETJ.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Let's see. Riggins. Your dad had a big day yesterday that he wanted to share with you.
Yeah.
He made a big purchase.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Hey, Brian. Mm-hmm. Hey, me? Are you sleeping? No, I'm not sleeping. It's 2:00 in the afternoon. What do you want? Dad always asks me, are you sleeping? No, I'm not sleeping, you dumbass. Because I'm playing Bridgestone E12s now. You know, I was playing with the Bridgestone E6s for a long time, but I just cannot hit those motherfuckers. Okay, all right. So I'm on the E6. I'm on the E12s now. They're a little more expensive, but I swear to God, I cannot hit those E6s for shit. So, yeah. What are you doing? Nothing. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, I'm loving these new E12s. So, Christmas time, put them on your list. More E12s. More E12s. Okay. All right. And that was the extent of our conversation. Was talking about the golf balls he is playing with.
So what does he mean he can't hit them?
I don't know.
Does that mean he can't hit them, you know, very far, very well anymore?
I don't
know. Or he just is literally missing the ball with the club?
No, he's a pretty good golfer.
He's a swing and a miss because those balls are small or something.
No, I don't know. It's got something to do with the core, but and they can't be that different. He was playing with the E6. Now I'm on the E12, so I think he was basically just telling me what he wanted for Christmas.
But here's what I've never understood. And I'm not a good enough golfer to pick the. I always pick the ball that says this will be the longest. And they say that I never understand that I can't hit that ball.
Yeah.
Meaning what? Is it something about your swing that suddenly has caused the ball to take a flight in a different way? I don't know.
I can't hit those effers. That's what he said. Okay. All right. I hear you.
Yeah, that's just golf speak then.
I guess.
Can't hit them.
Yeah, he loves that golf though. Oh boy, he loves playing more than ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, handicap? My father-in-law is a big golfer.
Yeah,
but he's also scared of COVID.
Oh,
so I think that's keeping him out of the golf.
It's like the perfect COVID game to play.
It is the perfect COVID game.
Outside, you got your reasonably spaced, fresh air, exercise.
It's but you're also in close proximity to other people in a golf cart and in the clubhouse and all of those type things. And it's Louisiana. You know, it's a hot spot for COVID. Yeah.
And he's fully vaccinated?
Mm-hmm. And full of shit.
Yeah.
Fully vaccinated and full of shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, he's got to go live his life at this point. He's got to get out there and it's good exercise.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he's a great golfer. Like a 4 handicap, whatever, you know, I guess everybody always acts like that's good. I don't play golf.
That's really good.
I've spent, you know, I chose to spend time with my kids. Over golfing, you know, no big deal.
My dad did not. He was ready to go play anytime he could.
Yeah, we've got a golf tournament in less than a month, and I probably, much less than a month, and I probably haven't swung a golf club in 4 or 5 months. The entire summer, I didn't play at all. I think I played once during the summer. It was early in the summer. So it's been at least 4 months.
You said that last year, too, that you hadn't gotten a lot of practice in before.
Yeah, I know. I played halfway decent last year. I was kind of surprised by that. So I've got to start hitting them, at least going out and hitting balls this weekend.
So we have a Grandkids fundraiser today. It's a go-kart racing thing that we do every year. And Ace, you always have a team racing in the event. Do you have a team racing this year?
No, I'm not racing driving? This year. I didn't feel like racing this
year. Not going to be a racist this year like normal year. This year
like normal year. So I decided to not drive this year.
Okay. That's always better, I think.
It's okay. We have a lot going on, and it's hard to keep up with everything when you're actually participating in the event.
Yeah.
So I decided the last couple of years I've raced with people that invited me to be on their team, which is fun. And I love doing it. The racing part is fun, but it makes it kind of crazy when you're trying to race and then find out, can you help with this? Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. I just, I roam around a lot because I don't drive and race and all of that. And I just end up roaming around because it's not like people are pulling me aside to come talk to them or anything, and Lord knows I'm not just looking to chat with anybody, and just there to kind of do our part, and then as far as speaking, and then ease on down the road back to the back to the house.
All right,
because there's not really anything to watch either. I mean, it's not like you're just watching a race like you would at a regular dirt track or the speedway or anything. It's hard to keep up. There's a lot of turns and
a lot of turns.
It's a little curvy.
Yeah. I'm hoping they'll let me at least, run some practice laps just for fun, especially if it's raining. I'm gonna take my helmet just in case. Like if they need a last minute person, I'm like, I got my helmet, I'm ready.
Lucky for you.
So all you guys have, how does it work? You guys all have teams?
Yeah, so there are teams, and it's Karting for Kids at the GoPro Motorplex in Mooresville, which is an awesome facility for this type of thing. But you have like a team of 4 people. And there is a qualifying round, and then there's the race, and there's the finale at the end. But it's based on time. So like each heat is like, say it's an hour long, and you have to swap drivers so many times, and every person has to drive at least twice, I believe. And so what happens is the clock just starts. And then it's whoever can complete the most laps within that time period. And so the driver exchange, guy pulls into the pits, and when he pulls up, he's got to get out fast so the next guy can get in, get strapped in, be ready to go to give the signal to take off. Then once you're out on the track, the faster you go, obviously, the more laps you turn over time, you pass people. And then you can buy extra laps, as part of the fun for raising money for charity, that kind of stuff.
So there are teams, yes.
I would love to. I would love to do that, but I don't think I can reach the pedals.
You couldn't.
I couldn't do it.
They put a little thing behind you where the seat slides. It's an adjustable seat. They can adjust it for you and put a little pad behind you.
But it's just better that you don't.
Yeah.
Why?
But you can't drive a regular car. You're going to be out there in a go-kart speeding around in a bunch of curves.
Yeah.
I would do. I would kill it.
It's no joke. You would kill it.
You would kill the car.
Yeah.
And that's what you would kill.
Probably some other people as well.
Yeah. If you went out there the first time in that race, you would get hurt or hurt somebody. If you've never done it before without practicing, because it's high speed, but also a lot of people take it real seriously. If you get in front of them, they're going to bump you out of the way and push you off in the grass or something.
And see, you're probably going to be on some shrooms or something. And that's not a good combination. Oh, shrooms and racing go-karts.
I think that would be the best combination.
Oh, my God. That would freak me out. Are you kidding me?
No,
be on some crack cocaine.
Lord. I suck at the driving games on PlayStation, so I probably would suck. Like, I crash into everything with a controller.
Yeah, so why would you even in the rain?
A girl can dream.
Yeah, I mean, leading up to next year, maybe you could go out there and practice and learn how to do it and all that.
Yeah.
And then you'd be ready to be on a team or something.
You'd know after one practice lap, 2 practice laps, if you really wanted to do it or not.
See, and I know after 0 practice laps that I don't want to do it. I'm not a speedy driver and stuff like that.
I'm not either. I'm scared of that. That's why I would want to do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it's very competitive, and it's a lot of work. You're exhausted after racing.
Yeah, there's some real NASCAR drivers out there competing in the thing. Oh, nice. Sometimes, mm-hmm. some years, most years. Actually.
That's kind of like cheating. That's not fair. They get to compete. That's what they do for a living. They get to professionally.
So it's all about raising money for Ace and TJ's grandkids. That's all that counts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
However they get there, they get there.
Right. And, you know, we could have another event where you could pay to see how fast I get out of there. You know what I mean? You can say, all right, who's gonna time him as soon as we start racing? How long is it going to take him to get to his truck? Because there's really nothing for me to do, you know. And it's not over until up in the night.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do? Hang around for that? I don't know. I mean, you could have the Atlanta Braves playing in my backyard, and if it went past 8 o'clock, I'd say, all right, y'all turn off the lights when you leave. Jody, I have some lemonade in here for y'all. I'm going to bed.
Got orange slices and lemonade inside.
Yeah, it's like,
knock yourself out.
Jody's the team mom for this game, so get you a Capri Sun. Mm-hmm. Have a safe trip back to Atlanta.
Yeah. I saw a guy walking down the sidewalk with a Capri Sun the other week.
A grown man?
A grown man, like in nice clothing, like not a homeless person. They wasn't giving it. Like he brought that from home.
I was like, yeah. What are you doing?
That's one of those.
What are you doing?
That is one of those things that, I mean, you know, it's fine for a grown, an adult to do it, but it just looks weird.
It does.
Like when you see a guy in his 40s wearing a Hollister shirt or yeah. wearing an American Eagle shirt or something. You go, okay,
you do a double take. And it's, mm-hmm.
and it's like, what are you? You're not quenching your thirst. You get like two sips out of it.
Right. And it wasn't, I was trying to see the flavor, but he was walking too fast. I just saw that silver and like the little orange straw sticking out up at the top.
And it'd be hard to do while you're walking.
Yeah.
Carry that pouch without squeezing it all over yourself.
Like, where are you going with a Capri Sun?
I love a Capri Sun though. I love them.
Yeah, they were okay.
It would take a lot for me to be able to get a whole one of those down.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, what? I think I can like do it in three sips and then I blow it back up.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah. One of the few birthday parties I had when I was younger, I was at my dad's house one summer, and so they had a birthday party for me, and they had a big, huge bin of all different flavors of Capri Suns, and that was the most exciting thing out of the entire party for me.
Wow. So did your mom know that he was giving you a birthday party?
We didn't tell her.
Okay. Her mom is Jehovah's Witness. Yeah. So you weren't allowed any birthdays at all whenever you were with your mom. But when you live with your dad, he'd throw you a party.
Yeah. I always had my aunts would throw me parties and stuff. And it was fun. I got to cheat. But yeah, we couldn't tell my mom. It was a secret.
A Compton birthday party with the forbidden fruit of Capri Suns.
All the flavors.
Do you think he did it to like spite her?
No. Yes.
Oh, no.
They didn't have that kind of relationship. They actually always got along, but it was more of like, I think that my family on that side always felt like I was missing out on things
mm-hmm.
the other kids had.
Yeah, I wonder what made them feel like that.
Because you were.
Yeah, because I was. So they didn't get it.
Would have given them that impression.
Mm.
Isn't it good though, when your parents get along, it makes it a lot easier?
Yeah, I mean, they got along to a certain point. It wasn't like they were friends or, right, you know, okay. like that. Yeah. But it was never like my mom has never, not once in my life, ever said anything negative about my father.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, neither has mine. Yeah, she used to say negative things about him when they were still married. Like, let me tell you what your sorry ass daddy did. What, mommy?
Would she cuss like? She wouldn't cuss like that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But my mom always, we always laughed and would, you know, tell her this. She wasn't a good cusser. She didn't cuss right a lot of the time. You know, like she would say, look, it is time to go. Put on your shit and shoes.
That makes no sense. No.
Cousin just a cuss.
My mom never cussed, and I remember the first time I heard her cuss, I was sitting in her bedroom watching TV, and my little sister was in the bathtub, And my mom had just had one of those days, I guess. It was, you know, a lot. It was probably, if I think back on it, right about the time my parents had split up, when my dad had just left, because that came out of nowhere in my house, like literally out of nowhere. And my parents had split up, and my sister was in the bathtub. My mom goes in to get her out of the bathtub. And I remember my hearing my sister, I guess, was playing with her, and Splash, who was in kindergarten at the time, and Splash water up on her. And I remember my mom saying, I cannot believe you dare splash water on me. And my sister burst into tears. And my mom grabbed, I'm so sorry. I've just had a bad day. I'm so sorry. And I remember thinking, my mom just said the S word. Oh, my God. Oh, no. What is that? Like, this is bad. The world has come to an end.
Yeah.
Then my mom came and said, you're probably, I said, are you okay? She was like, I've just had a very bad day.
But, you know, of all of the yelling and fighting and cussing and insults and all that I witnessed with my parents, you know, at them going at each other all the time. I mean, it was like a TV show or a movie where the married couple is just ruthless to each other verbally. I never heard either one of them say the F word except one time my dad said it. It said she was acting like an effing fool. And that was, they could be saying the worst crap to each other and insulting each other and all that. And as a kid, we just, you know, I guess you kind of get numb to that a little bit. But then when he threw that out there, I was shocked.
Yeah.
And then we all looked at each other, and then he looked and he was like, it's just foolish. Like, he knew then that he had, even though technically they had both crossed the line so many different times. But that was a line that hadn't been crossed yet, was saying the F word in front of my brother.
Wow.
And then that wasn't like, we've already done it now. We might as well just start letting it fly. It was just like never done again.
Yeah.
To this day, if I heard one of my parents use the F word, I would freak out. I'd be like, that must be bad.
I've never heard my mom say it ever.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah.
My mom would not participate in that quote unquote ugly talk.
Yeah, I cannot say the same thing about my dad when he was alive. It's a totally different world.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
All right, you know the drill. You got some flooding, some fire damage, you got mold, you got locusts, you got a bunch of birds come in your house and just pooped all over the place, and it just looks like a big pile of bird poop everywhere. Call Paul Davis Restoration, Paul Davis Emergency Services in the studio. You call them, they'll come clean it up. They don't... As they say, as the kids are saying nowadays, they don't dilly-dally. They get on over there. They get it started because they know you're ready for them to clean the mess up. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. Now, something huge is possibly about to happen, taking Alexis's relationship with Squid to a new level.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is big. But you don't know for sure whether it's going to happen because you don't know whether he's coming this weekend or not?
Yeah, I'll find out a little bit later today.
Okay, so if he comes to visit you this weekend, what are y'all going
to
do?
Taking him to meet the mom.
Oh, I nice. Know. Very nice.
He's going to be like, ooh, now I see where your daughter get her ass from. Oh.
He's already said stuff. Relax. Relax, boy. Yeah, my mom's been about, when are you going to bring him? When are you going to bring him? I want to meet him. And so, yeah, if he comes this weekend, I'm going to take him up there.
Is she disappointed that he is African-American and not Korean?
No.
Because she loves the Koreans?
Yeah, she loves them. That's her
thing. She realizes that's not your thing. It's her thing.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. But a mom can dream.
A mom can dream. She's always said that. She one time I was on FaceTime with him, and she said, I always wanted Asian grandbabies, but I guess I'm going to have to let that dream go. I'm like, Mom.
You imagine if that was a white person said that? Yeah. I mean, I always wanted not this.
Like, you're ridiculous.
This is the one thing I didn't want. Yeah. It's the one combination of grandbabies I didn't want. Black and Salvadorian. But I guess I'm stuck with it.
Important the storm, you know.
So we just
are
go
you
down.
Sure you don't have any Asian blood in you at all that may be coming in through into the grandbabies?
Nothing.
Yeah. All her grandbabies are going to be mixed because my brother, if he has babies, his wife is white. So.
Oh.
No.
He got a snowflake.
He got a snowflake. And he loves him with some snowflakes, let me tell you.
And then she just there admitted, there's no way I'm ever marrying a white guy. That's what right, she said. Her grandbabies are always going to be mixed, no matter what. Because I don't like Salvadorian men, and there's no way I'm marrying a white guy.
So. I didn't say that.
No, I mean, they would be mixed.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
It's your mom wants, you know, she wants a little bunch of little BTSs running around.
She does. That would be her biggest dream. A little bunch of Korean little babies running around. Oh, she would love that. Mm-hmm. She would teach them so much more about their culture than like a Korean person probably would. But yeah, so I'm excited. But this is what she told me. So we're on the phone yesterday and she was, you know, we're trying to figure out what days I might go down there because it's an hour and a half drive. And she's like, well, you can come Saturday night and you can stay here, but he needs to stay in the other little house in the back and you have to stay in my room. So I can't even stay in the guest room because she thinks I'm going to like sneak out and go into the other little house. She's like, you have to stay in my room with her. Yeah. I'm like, what?
I probably would.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, come on. You don't think she doesn't trust you?
I don't know if she trusts me.
Obviously,
I
mean, she doesn't.
Well, clearly, she does not trust you.
So but that's old tell you something. Me. That should tell you something right there. She's got a history with you.
Yeah.
Knowing that you would be sneaking out.
Yeah. Back in the day, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that in her home, knowing how she feels about it.
But you would in that little house out behind her home.
I mean. So yeah, I thought that was funny. I was like, Mom, I'm not gonna waste a night of him being here having to stay in separate rooms. Like, we're gonna go down and we'll see you and we'll drive back to my apartment.
So. Oh really?
Because I need Mom.
So you just tell
it.
Your mom we can't stay here with you because there's no way we're not gonna have sex.
Yeah, basically.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the truth?
I can't go a night without him, Mom.
I mean, I only see him like once a month. So I need to, you know, take advantage of that time.
Yeah. And your mom was completely happy with that, I'm
sure. I mean, yeah, totally.
You're so proud. Yeah. Now, would you tell his mom that?
No.
Uh-huh.
His mom is more strict than my mom.
Right. So why do you not show your mom the same respect that you would show his mom?
I do. I never told her details.
But you still just said, I'm not even going to spend the night with you and spend more time with you, Mom, because, you know, you don't allow me to have the sex. So
listen,
I would rather, you know, not spend time with you cut our visit short.
Oh my God.
So I can go and, you know, ride a wave.
We wouldn't be spending more time together. We sleep.
I got to go ride a wave.
That's what it's called.
Ride a wave.
Ride a wave.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like Navy people.
Having sex with a Navy person. It's called riding a wave.
Love that.
I like that.
Interesting.
Or is wave what women in the Navy are called? It's something I remember my dad talking about it. He was a military guy. Ask Squid what that is.
Yeah. That's funny.
Is it that people in the Navy are called waves, or is it just women in the Navy are called waves? And then there's a whole thing about riding a wave.
Well, if that's
true. Either way, your mom can't be happy with the fact that her daughter is obsessed with sex.
Obsessed?
Well,
that's what she's thinking.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a little extreme, guys.
No. Not to your mom.
Well, I mean, she knows I'm an adult. I'm a grown person. Oh, get out of here. Mm-hmm. Stop it. But we'll see how it goes.
But I wonder if that would be embarrassing for him, knowing that you told your mom that.
I don't think so, because I told him yesterday. Hmm. He started laughing. But this is what my mom said. She's going to do the magnets on him. She's like, yeah, I want him to come so I can help him relax. And I'm going to do the magnets on him, and I'm going to give him a massage. And I was like, I don't know about that. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, first time you meet your girlfriend's mom and she wants to massage you.
Yeah, I've seen that on the internet. That on the internet. That gets crazy.
I would love it.
I was telling him that yesterday. He started smiling. He's like, yeah, that's my baby. I was like, excuse me? No. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be sitting right there if she's going to give him a massage. That's just awkward.
That is kind of awkward, though, that he would be down in his underwear laid on the table with your mom rubbing all over. I mean, I know she's a professional, but still, it is kind of unusual.
It's weird.
Yeah, especially when she just climbs up there and starts walking on his back and straddles him while he's on his stomach and, like, really starts what they call a Nuru massage.
Yeah, no. Stop. I know what that is. Definitely not. Gross.
You walk in and your mama is massaging your boyfriend with her body against his, just sliding up and down him. That's hot.
Stop it. Ew, stop, Riggins.
using your boyfriend as a slip and slide.
Yep.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, it's not? You're confirming that she won't massage his body with her body? That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So you're going to drive all the way, an hour and a half, because you're just like, gotta have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I drive 5 hours.
Yeah.
What's an hour and a half?
Right.
Man. So what would you think if y'all were supposed to go and stay with his mom and dad, and he said, look, if y'all aren't going to let us stay in the same room and make the relations, then we're going to drive all the way back. Because there's no way we're not going to do that.
What would I think if he said that?
Yeah, would you be embarrassed if he told his parents that?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, my God. I would be, if my wife told her parents that, and my wife and I have been married 26 years, if I knew she told her parents that, I would be so embarrassed. I would go, why would you tell them that? They don't want to know that.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing to say to your parents.
Yeah,
like, you don't want to have that conversation about having sex with your parents.
Yeah, but also, you guys, like I've said this to you guys before, I didn't have a good relationship with my mom for the longest time, and we never talked about anything. So we're on this different, like, building a relationship, and I feel so much more open. Like, I mean, we talk about things that we never talked about before. And yeah, it's not like I'm telling her details or anything like that.
I know, but I'm talking about just, I mean, his old school parents, country parents, that, you know, that he would tell them, and he would probably say, now, mama, it's not so much me, but it's like she really demands it.
She has to.
Stop.
She's very demanding and controlling. And
I mean, she's not from this country.
Yeah, it's her culture.
Even though she is, she's not from this country.
Her culture.
It's just the way El Salvadorian women are. They're much more physical and sexual than we are.
I don't think I'd be able to face Jody's parents again if I told them that.
No. Wait till his parents find out that you made him stay in a house on the other side of the property. That looks a little... The optics of that are not great.
You're not going to stay in the main house.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at htj.com/neogenyx.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Yeah, I will say this, Rob. It is Rob, isn't it?
That's correct.
Even though you wrote down the stuff that I need here for the Calitrian special.
Yeah.
And it's kind of confusing the way you've written it. Your penmanship seems to have improved.
It took me a long time to write that.
I can read every word of this. So, yeah, Calitrin is, a product that has been part of the Ace and TJ radio family now for a while. Big supporters, and we so appreciate it. And it's a great product if you want to lose weight and get better sleep and help your acid reflux and all of that. Calitrin is what you need to be looking for. It's very easy to find too. We'll tell you how in just a second. But, if you want to lose weight, get better sleep and save money, this is a really good time because there's $10 off every bottle of Calitrin right now, plus a free month when you buy three. So buy three, you get the $10 off and a free month for Calitrin. And it comes in capsule or a delicious liquid. It's your choice. And it's not a stimulant or anything like that. So if you're thinking it's going to make you all high, it's not going to, which, you know, at first, I got to be honest with you, that was a disappointment for me because I wanted to be bouncing off the walls. You know, it helps me perform better.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. But you take it before you go to bed, so you know that it's not going to, you know, make you all hyped up and all that stuff. And it doesn't negatively affect any of your other medications that you may be taking. So Calitrin, get it at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. And I guess we are in such dire budgetary straits here that Rob is having to cut Post-it notes in half to conserve them.
Well, the other side of it just says Ace and TJ, and it would look weird if I wrote on that.
I can't even have full Post-it notes. Gonna do half.
It's like, let me see the other side. Turn around.
It's like he's got one of those things at school that they would put on there and then pull the big blade arm down on it.
Yeah. So why would you not just write on this? It's because it's faded in the back.
Let me see. Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're supposed to be written.
But that still doesn't explain why it's cut in half.
That about made me spill my coffee out my mouth.
Because he only wrote on the light part? Is that what he did?
The top
part is light. The bottom part is darker. But they're all dark. It's like it's a very light gray. It says Ace and TJ. And a logo that's, God, these has got to be 15 years old. I don't know.
Yeah, we found an abundance of them.
Yeah, we found those cleaning out of our old office when they didn't want us at the radio station anymore.
Yeah.
This sounds like a directive from business manager Adam. He's like, listen.
We're tight on money.
Tight on money. Yeah. I need you to start using half post-it notes. Don't be just handing them out left and right.
Don't be giving away post-it notes.
It's not candy.
Yeah.
Man.
Make every note count.
I think there's a funny story that goes with this. Every time I see this old logo, we created this logo. This logo was created when we were in Birmingham being paid not to be on the radio many years ago, being paid to stay home.
You guys made that logo? You guys created it?
No. Oh. Well, with the help of someone. And when it was created, it was the opposite. It was the black part was on the top and the white part was on the bottom. And the guy who has long gone from there, that was the general manager at the time, we told him that's wrong. It should be the other way around, because the heavier part would be on the bottom, the way it looks weird. And he got all upset with us about it. It turns out he was just jerking us around anyway. He was trying to make everything an issue so we'd leave, which eventually we did. But it's the dumbest. It was one of those things you walk away going, why are we even arguing about this? Why is he being such a jerk about this? It's an idiotic thing to argue about. It's clear. It's wrong.
Just fix it.
Yeah.
Earlier, Riggins experienced some deja vu.
Yeah.
Which I don't know whether I do that or not.
I do it all.
It's like sometimes I think I've already done something when I haven't done it yet, but I don't think I have deja vu.
Well, that's the definition of deja vu. Yeah, that was weird. Mm-hmm.
But there's a thing out today that says stress and fatigue are the main causes for experiencing deja vu.
That explains
stress. And well, I'm not fatigued. I sleep 12 hours
every night.
Yeah. And I'm not really stressed.
But it just reminds me of how much I hate using most French words.
Yeah. You use more French words than most people I know.
I just don't like them. And if I do, I usually make it where it's silly sounding, so it doesn't sound like I'm trying to be. I guess because the French have, in my mind, they're so snooty that I don't want to be trying to sound snooty by using their words like déjà vu. Or fiance, or French toast.
All the French words.
Ménage à trois.
Ménage à trois is lingerie. The one. Yeah, lingerie. I always call it lingerie because I hate saying lingerie.
I didn't know that was a French word.
Yeah. Any of those A words, Rob, yeah. End in the A.
Around here, we call a ménage à trois a threesome. Dirty, perverted threesome.
Yeah.
Gangbang.
No, you got to have one more to make
yeah,
it.
You got to have one more.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's four?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Wait, it's four people all together to do a gangbang?
Well,
she's just now realized. Is that a gangbang?
Oh, wait a minute.
Hang on.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, two guys is, you know, if it's that way with a ménage à trois, two guys is a threesome or a ménage à trois. Three guys is a gangbang or a train. Choo-choo.
Chugga-chugga.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep.
You guys teach me so many things.
Mm-hmm. Like how to name things that you've done. What to call some of the things that you've experienced.
No.
She's like, oh my God, I couldn't do that. Gangbang. You weren't right.
Huh?
You weren't right.
Well, no.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said that. I can't handle that.
Well, that's good to know.
What other?
I would throw up.
And I guess it's just French words that we have in America that Americans use out of nowhere. You know, like you got an American accent or whatever, and then all of a sudden you can't pronounce these French words without sounding like you're trying to pronounce it the way the French do. You know? Like déjà vu. Déjà vu. Déjà vu. I mean, it doesn't even, like, if you try to say it with a southern accent or whatever, it still sounds weird and awkward.
Yeah. But it is the correct pronunciation.
I know, but it's just something about the French words I don't like. I think they just sound ridiculous. I mean, no offense to any Frenchman out there out in radio application land. But I don't know. Like, it's not as aggravating, really, as some of the stupid sportscasters that really stretch the Tour de France out there. I mean, yeah. I much prefer the, you know, Tour Britain than the Tour de France.
Way better.
Tour de France.
You're okay with them calling it the Tour de France.
Yeah.
Or is the "de" a problem as well?
No, I think that's fine because that is French. It's just that there's no other way to pronounce "de," but there is an American way to pronounce France.
Right.
And it's not France.
France.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got France in his pants.
France in his pants, man. Mm-hmm. And France is all pissed at us now. You see that?
For what?
Yeah, they pulled out their ambassador. Mm-hmm. For what? Over like a submarine deal that we had going with France for a long time. And then we made another deal with Australia. And it's like the first time France has pulled their, what do they call it, a delegate or ambassador from the United States in centuries. Like, it's, they're really upset.
Over buying some submarines?
Yeah, some nuclear submarines that we had asked France to make for us, I think. And now Australia's maybe making them, or we're giving them to Australia. I'm not really sure. They're upset.
Yeah. But France went in and got their people out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
That's another thing. You're like, oh my, and you got France, you know, outmaneuver you in a military operation.
Come on, man.
U.S.
Not cool.
Mm-hmm. But there are other countries that speak French as well. Canada speaks French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Belgium speaks French.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Parts of Africa, don't they speak French?
Oh, I would not know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about African languages. That's interesting, though. What part of Africa?
South Africa.
Oh, where those Brits live.
Maybe.
Are they the ones that speak like British people in South Africa? Mm-hmm. I had a neighbor one time that was from South Africa.
Really?
And he had that accent.
Good looking?
No, but I also know a woman who's married to, like, she and her husband are friends of ours. She used to babysit our kids, and she's South African, and she is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
You remember my friend Josh, the trainer?
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife, Carlin, is from South Africa.
Yeah, okay, I remember her.
Carlin?
Carlin. Yeah,
it's a good name.
Uh-huh.
You have to be beautiful with a name like Carlin, don't you?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just as beautiful.
Yeah, he's a really attractive male.
Mm-hmm. Great kisser, both of them.
That's a menage a trois.
Yeah. Not a menage a trois.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So what have y'all been talking about? Former intern Adam is in a contest, like a shake your booty contest or hot legs like that.
A dad bod contest for, well, hang on a second. He sent me the details. I was asking him. He had this picture posted. Former intern intern Adam had this picture posted. Crap, I got to back to
what. Shake your booty contest.
He competing in a rockathon or something.
Yeah, he posted his story. Like that. LegendaryDadBod.com. There's a contest. He can win $25,000. He's currently in fifth place. And it's a picture of him standing on the beach.
But he doesn't have a dad bod.
That's
what
I thought when I saw the.
He's in really good shape. He doesn't have a dad bod.
He claims he does have a dad bod. So he wins $25,000. They include you in a 2-page article about fitness and the dad bod. He goes, I just want the money. And he posted, people go vote for me. I have no shame when it comes to winning money. For $25,000, good for him. Right on.
Now, I wouldn't say he has a dad bod at all. Mom boobs, yes. Dad bod, no. Let me see the picture you posted.
Let me see. Hang on. Give me two seconds to pull it back up here.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, I want the money.
I want the money, brother.
Well, I can't make it any bigger, but that'll.
Yeah, that's not a dad bod.
Yeah, I saw it earlier.
Yeah.
So you would not consider that to be a dad bod?
No. How old is he? Rob, do you know how old he is?
I don't.
He's probably listening right now. I'll ask him.
In his 30s.
Probably.
I just asked him. We'll see if we can get an answer. Yeah.
He's listening.
How old are you, Adam?
Come on, man.
Are you bigger than a bread box?
What do you look like? I was just glad when I went to legendarydadbod.com, it wasn't some sort of weird, like, bear porn site.
Full of daddies.
Daddeers.com.
I'd like to file a patent for a website. Daddeers.com. You got it.
Hey, just trying to make some money here. They're like, sir, we don't judge.
Now, where the hell does dadbod.com or whatever, how do they got 25 grand to give away?
I don't know. Is it a big website? I've never heard of Legendary Dad Bod.
They've got 4,000 followers on Instagram, but it was featured in Men's Journal. I don't know. They've got merch, looks like.
But, I mean, a $25,000 prize in a contest is crazy.
Yeah. It's huge.
I mean, we can't even give away half a post-it pad.
I know.
Adam would be like, that's not to give away.
Whoa.
Now what are you going to use to write them?
Yeah, it doesn't say a lot about the legendary dad bod company or group or whatever on there. You have to sign up to get in. I'm going to say.
Oh, that's how they get you.
It's 25,000 doll hairs. Oh.
$25,000 is a bunch of deer.
What am I going to do with all these deer? I've already asked all my Facebook friends to vote for me.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's, they have those for women online all the time. You know, it's contests for hot moms and whatever.
Yeah,
I've never been clear, because the definition of the dad bod seems to vary from person to person. How would you define the dad bod, Alexis?
I think someone in shape, not just like a little pudgy in the middle.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of what I always thought the, like, dad bod.
Muscly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
arms.
See, tell that he puts in an effort
to
stay in shape, but he's not, you know, all obsessed with it.
Exactly.
And, you know, he'll eat a cheeseburger a day.
Every day.
Oh, is, man, that, I would love that.
Yeah. Oh, man. A cheeseburger a day every day? Mm-hmm. I had a cheeseburger last night, and it was amazing.
So good.
Is that something that you do? You like the dad bod? Or are you still in the, I don't want him to be shredded?
No, I like the dad bod.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm never going to be an ultimate fitness model, so I can't expect that from a person either. Mm-hmm, I'm never going to put that much work in. I mean, let's just be honest.
You know who doesn't think that way?
Who?
A lot of men. You know, I've always said you have a man walking around looking like some kind of a troll or something, and then making fun of women who aren't supermodels.
Yeah.
You know, they think they deserve some kind of hot, you know, stripper or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I ain't dating her. She's fat. Well, look at you.
Exactly.
Look at you. You look like a raisin.
Raisin? Not a raisin.
All wrinkly and dried up.
Yeah.
A California raisin?
Yes. Raisin.
Yeah, that's really true, though. There are a lot of guys that are.
And they're mean, too.
Mm-hmm. Guys?
Ugly guys are very mean.
Yeah. Teeth more crooked than a roller coaster. Thinking they got to have somebody beautiful. Shut up. Oh, man, what's she look like? What do you worry about that? Trying to fix you up with somebody that's agreed to go on a date with you. Last thing you need to be asking is, what does she look like? Exactly. Like, that's going to keep you from going? Say, well, what if there were a girl version of you? Would you go out with her?
Hell no.
That's
a
good question.
What a great, that's a great way to pose that to somebody. How are you going to? If there were a girl version of you, or if there were a guy version of you, would you go out with them? It's a great way for somebody to take stock of themselves. No, I've got to be better at this or this or whatever. That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they probably won't be your friend anymore after that. But still, I mean, whatever it takes to wake them up.
They'll come back eventually when they figure out it was the best thing they ever heard. Yeah, thank you for saying that to me. Right. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And thank you for telling me that, waking me up to, you know, what my priorities are. I love these ugly women now.
They're the best.
Yeah. I didn't improve myself. I just realized I need to be with ugly women. I don't need to set my standards any higher,
but it's
looks
great.
Wise.
I got
than
a ton
I
of
am.
Dates now. It's no problem. I'm having the best time.
I mean, we both just put a bag over each other's heads and go to town.
Oh, double bag it.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
You don't think the ugly know who they are, Alex?
They do. Mm-hmm. They have to, right? I've always thought that. Like, you know if you're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds horrible to say that. You don't think so?
I think some of them do, but I think a lot of ugly people don't know they're ugly.
Really?
Yeah. Sure, inflated sense of self. I think it's a real thing.
But they're never hearing from people how attractive they are. They've never heard that, so... What, do they think people are just not telling me that I'm attractive?
If all you ever hear is, like, women find confidence attractive, a lot of guys will take that and run with it. And then you end up with guys that are just like that.
Mm-hmm. But I think the guys that do that, they're not... A lot of times, if the confidence thing, there's some truth to that. But they have to have something going for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying what they think about themselves.
They may think they're better looking than they really are.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got to have something going. If you're, if you're an ugly person, you know.
Do we see ourselves more attractive than we really are? Has there been studies done about that?
Some people do. And there's a condition, you know, like when they say a woman with anorexia or bulimia or whatever, whichever one it is, looks in the mirror and sees a fat person, that there are some people who look in the mirror and see a skinny person when they're not, or they see a beautiful person when they're not.
Oh God, that sucks.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I look great.
And you know, the main reason I wish I were still in shape like I used to be is because I want so desperately to get dressed every day that whether I'm going to work or whether I'm just on a Saturday hanging around, I want to get dressed and take a selfie in the mirror and talk about my outfit, what I'm wearing today.
Your OOTD?
Mm-hmm, like women do. I want to show them how ridiculous that is.
It's the OOTD.
Do a little snippet.
Yeah.
I got these.
No, but then, because now I'm opening myself up to, you know, ridicule. You know, yeah, you're making fun of us, but you're fat, you know, whatever. I want to look good in whatever it is that I'm modeling. Let me just go, because the whole thing would be, look how arrogant he is. Who cares what you're wearing every day? You know, whatever. Because men aren't supposed to do that. But women do it. It's fine. Oh, girl. And how much was that? Or whatever. We just go every day. Just and not laugh about it either. Just post it.
Be 100% serious. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
I got to give anything to see TJ doing that.
I know.
That. Kicking his heels up and the shoes.
And I would just go, hey, just thought I'd, you know, show you what I'm wearing today and compliment whatever it is. Because the women who do that will say, I got this super cute top at whatever. It was like, oh, well, you, okay, well, you think a lot of yourself already, don't you? You think you look good in that? You know, automatically, it's a super cute top. So I would say, yeah, I got this really soft, great looking flannel shirt today. And my jeans are from, you know, Nordstrom or whatever, and I'm wearing On Cloud running shoes today because they're so comfortable and I love the way they look, and I got all of it at whatever, you know. Okay, have a great day. Just thought I'd share with you. Not be silly, just do it straightforward, just for the social experiment of it, to see what kind of response it would get.
But you won't do it now?
No, I got to look good in it. Because the response, it's an easy response now. If somebody thinks it's ridiculous, they just say, well, you look like crap. You know, you're fat or whatever. Plus, I mean, I'm not spending that kind of money on clothes when I don't look good in them. That's why I'm walking around now. And I mean, I won this shirt at the fair.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.